Hello?
Only using. Hello? Good morning. Good morning. My own head has been spinning with disbelief and overwhelm. It works. Good morning. My own head has been spinning with disbelief and overwhelm regarding the latest tragedies. It seems as though, whenever I listen to the news, there's yet another report of people dying at the hands of fear. In an attempt to calm myself, I have turned inward to look at what I can control. I have very limited control over actions others take. I cannot control what others say or do, but I can control my own actions and words. I have control over how I treat others. I have a daily choice to choose kindness and to let go of bitterness. One practice that has been very useful over this past week is my metta meditation practice. Metta is the Pali word for loving kindness. Metta meditation generally consists of silently repeating specific phrases. Metta has been useful in keeping open-hearted and in looking for the goodness in this world, rather than focusing exclusively on the tragedies. Any luck, Susan?
I have an idea because there was a guest and he's using them, so it may be back here with some of the other
Hello? Still works.
Okay. I'm gonna flip it. All right, good.
Problem solved.
Do you have a preference, Lauren?
Okay. It seems very alive in here.
It seems very what?
The
sound system.
Sound system is very high.
It is. I didn't know.
Yeah. And is it,
I don't know how to.
Well, I'm going to not worry about it. But I'm talking out loud. I think what I'll do is just keep my distance and speak up but not get too close. Is it bouncy? Sounds a little bouncy.
It is bouncy. Because I just practiced.
Yeah.
I think so.
Hello, this is Lauren. This one sounds bouncy too. Is it understandable?
Yeah, back here it is.
Okay. The problem isn't so much the volume that it's too loud, it's that it becomes so distorted. But as long as it's not distorted, I think we should all plan to speak slowly. And, yes, okay.
That is where the words you wanted me to use, right? The ones I sent you the most recently.
The last ones, yeah, those are great.
They were really okay?
Yeah, those are great. I just also love Netta.
Yeah, good practice.
Hello, my name is Lauren, and this seems to be working okay.
I can replace it if you want.
Yeah, this one needs new batteries. Okay. I think it's the bottom.
Check, 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 check.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Come, Spirit, come, our hearts control. Our spirits long to be made whole. Let inward love guide every deed. By this we worship and are freed.
Good morning, and welcome to South Church. It is great to be with you this morning. It's been a hard, hard week and weeks, and it is sweet to be in this sanctuary, in this good company. I have actually a lot of gratitude this morning for lots of reasons, so I want to say a few thank yous. Thank you so much to all of the volunteers who came and helped out as we hosted Seacoast Family Promise families for 2 weeks. It's such a gift that you give. It's such a great ministry that we have the privilege of doing in the community because you show up. So thank you for showing up. It means a lot. And I want to say welcome back and thank you and congratulations to our youth who just finished a service trip down in West Virginia, and to the youth advisors. They had a really wonderful experience, and a lot of you came together to help make it happen. So thank you for that. It's really a gift that they got to do that, and then we get to serve in that way too. And let's see. Lastly, as you will notice, there's a bunch of blue, two things. There's a bunch of blue tarp at the back. We had a capital campaign, and it's beginning to bear its fruit. So the first phase of the capital campaign is underway, and there's communications about that. There's a little blurb in the order of service. We're extending this back stairway to make it a safer egress. And actually, as we go, there's a way that you can help out. If you're interested in helping by taking pictures along the way, go see Roddy Cole, who's in the back waving, and let her know if there's a day when you can come and take some pictures so we can record this process along the way. It's a great way to help out. And we're grateful also to all of our 65 folks who are out at Star Island. I'm going to join them right after the service, so they're there in a much cooler sanctuary or a much cooler island enjoying themselves. So they're with us as we worship this morning. I didn't introduce myself. I'm Lauren, one of two settled ministers of this congregation. It's a privilege and a joy to serve here along with my husband, Chris Holton Jablonski, who's out at Star. And that's all I'll say, because that's enough. If you would rise and turn to one another and say good morning.
Okay, great.
If you hold it like that, people
want to hear it. Hold it really close. Oh, okay. Okay. Oh. Good morning. My name's Amanda Donovan, and I just wanted to add this is sort of impromptu, to what Lauren said. We finished hosting the Seacoast Family Promise group, and I'm part of a group of coordinators who work together, and they are stellar. I love working with them. But it takes the whole church. It takes you as a congregation to support us in doing it. It takes the ministers who back us up just wonderfully. It takes the sexton, all the staff. People put in so much work for helping families who are experiencing homelessness. We had three families with 15 people. We had an infant all the way up through teenagers and their parents, and it always has a few glitches. It's always so worth it. So anyone who is interested in helping out, we do it again in March, and we'll be getting back to you. But it's lovely. Thank you.
Good morning. My own head has been spinning with disbelief and overwhelm regarding the latest tragedies. It seems as though whenever I listen to the news, there's yet another report of people dying at the hands of fear. In an attempt to calm myself, I have turned inward to look at what I can control. I have very limited control over actions others take. I can't control what others say or do, but I can control my own actions and words. I have control over how I treat others. I have a daily choice to choose kindness and to let go of bitterness. One practice that has been very useful over this past week is my metta meditation practice. Metta is the Pali word for loving kindness. Metta meditation generally consists of silently repeating specific phrases. Metta has been useful in keeping open-hearted and in looking for the goodness in this world, rather than focusing exclusively on the tragedies. It's given me a sense of peace, and it has put me in the mind state to choose kindness. It's also satisfying to send positive energy and intentions into this world. The metta phrases go as follows. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings awaken to the light of their true nature. May all beings be free. Good morning again. My name is Jennifer Golia, and I'm one of a team of worship associates that have the honor of working with our settled ministers, Reverends Chris Holton Jablonski and Lauren Smith, our music director, Joanne Connolly, our RE director, Kirsten Hunter, and an amazing office staff. If you're a first-time visitor, please join us all at social hour immediately after the service for refreshments. And please grab someone with an Ask Me sign on their name tag to answer any questions you may have. After the story for all ages, all the kids are welcome to attend our religious education class downstairs. There's a nursery for kids up to age 4. If you have questions about our RE program, please check in downstairs. The music this morning is graciously offered by Susan Adams and Theo Wiegand. The gorgeous flowers up on the chancel have been given by Heather Parker. Our chalice will be lit this morning by longtime members Peter and Kathy O'Kaisen. As we light this chalice, we reflect on this Martin Luther King quote. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Please rise in body and spirit and recite together our mission statement printed in our order of service. At South Church, we nurture spiritual growth through worship, learning, and community. We celebrate the worth and dignity of all people, and we inspire one another to act on our faith in the larger community. Please stay standing for hymn number 1007 in the teal hymnal. Thank you.
Good morning. If we could have all the children up here, I'm going to tell you a little story. You going to come up? We have to have at least one. Two is even better. Look at this, a new one. I'm going to sit right here, and you come right up close. Come right up close. I'll move down towards you if you're shy. This is so good. South of Boston, there's a city called Jamaica Plain. In that city is a tall housing unit that's home to hundreds of people who rise in the morning when the sun comes up, just like us. Many of the apartments in this building have windows that look directly across to their neighbors. It was at one of these windows that a little girl, about your age, would sit each morning with her bowl of cereal while her mother was in the bathroom showering, drying her hair, and getting ready for work. The girl would sit on a little stool that her mother let her use and look out their window. She loved to watch the other windows and see what was happening in each one. There was one with bright flowers growing in pots. One had yellow curtains with splashes of red. And from another, when it was open, she could sometimes hear a man singing or the sharp click of dishes. But there was one window that drew her curiosity more than any of the others because it always had its shade drawn down. She knew there was someone in there because when it was hot, the window would open, but the shade never came up. She thought and thought and thought about that window and what must be inside. It made her more and more curious until one morning, she just had to find out. While their mother was getting ready for work, she put her cereal bowl on the windowsill, then picked up her stool and walked to their apartment door. She set the stool down, climbed up on it, then reaching high, turned the brass knob on the lock until it clicked, just like her mother did. She moved her stool back and turned the door handle. The door opened up. She picked up her stool and walked out into the hall. Now, the building was a big square, and she knew if she just kept walking, she'd walk all the way around and back again to her own door. So she walked and walked until there was a door that somehow felt right. Then she stopped, set her stool down, and stepped up on it. Stretching as high as she could, she grabbed the brass knocker and knocked three times. Tunk, tunk, tunk. No one came, but she could hear sounds from the inside. She knocked again. Tunk, tunk. The noises stopped. There were footsteps coming closer. She knocked one last time. Tunk. Then there was a sound of the lock being turned. The door handle moved, and the door opened. In front of her was a very big man with a little half beard and a tattoo of a dragon crawling all the way up his left arm. She was still standing on her stool, but he was so tall she had to lean way back to see his face looking down at hers. "You always have your shade down," she said. "Everyone else leaves theirs up." The man looked dumbfounded. He leaned over the girl and looked first one way and then the other. Then he stepped back slightly, gathered himself, and crouched down so their faces were nearly touching. "You shouldn't be out here by yourself," he said. She looked at him and said, "There's one window that has bright flowers, and one has yellow curtains, and sometimes a man sings songs behind another, but your shade is always down. Is that so, he said, with a voice as deep as a Sunday preacher. Where do you live, little girl? The girl stood up straight and proudly recited her apartment number, city, state, and zip code. The man chuckled. Well, girl, let's get you back to your people. Come on, then. He took her hand and picked up her stool. Now, meanwhile, the mother had come out of the bathroom to see the bowl of cereal on the windowsill and the front door open. For a moment, she couldn't comprehend it. She simply stood there with her mouth open, in her bathrobe, with her towel on her head. Then it came to her in a hot rush. She shouted her daughter's name and ran out into the hallway. There, coming down the hall, was her daughter leading a tall man by the hand, on whose outstretched arm was a giant dragon tattoo. Mom, her daughter said with glee, I found the window man. Next morning, the girl sat on her stool as usual, eating her cereal by the window. She looked at her neighbor's window across the way and smiled because the window was open and the shade was up.